The Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
Welcome back to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes. I am JJ. We are joined by two of our 10,000 Takes contributors today for the another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. But before we get into that for introductions, I just want to shout out to both Anders Gelasinski and Matt Stevenson, both former Gopher kickers and former special team members of the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher football team, who were on a Minnesota Rundown last week, a special Gophers kicker edition, I should say, battle of the former Gopher kickers. And the voters spoke who they felt won that episode. And Matty Stevenson, or boy, your boy Matty Matt, I believe is what his handle is on Instagram and Twitter. He did come away with the win on the poll. I think he won 57% to 43%. So the people have spoken. He won last week's episode. But I mean, not everyone gives a shit, but whatever. Some people that felt compelled enough to vote after that episode, Matty Stevenson did win that episode. And feel free to, again, if you see any posts regarding this week's episode of the Minnesota Rundown, feel free to vote on who you felt won this episode and made better arguments, better points. If you feel compelled enough, if you don't want to vote and you don't give a shit, then don't vote. I don't care. But if you want to vote and you feel like you want to have a voice, go on our Twitter, find any of the posts relevant to this week's Minnesota Rundown episode, find the poll in the reply. It should be in the reply. Vote and you're off. But I want to introduce these two this week's two guests we are bringing on. We're bringing on two of our very own 10K contributors. I want to first of all introduce Jack Kiewicz, one of our very entertaining, controversial bloggers here at 10,000 Takes. This is your first time on the Minnesota Rundown. Yeah, we're happy to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Jake. Part two will be...
Part two. I want to say this is part two of recording this. You're listening to this not frustrated. I am irate right now. We're frustrated. We went through like 30 minutes of recording a first version of this, and for whatever reason, my computer or something in our recording software went to shit. There was an error for whatever reason. And so we're doing this again, part two. But we got to have the energy here. We're doing it. We're here. We're ready to talk. We're passionate about this. So we're going to have just as much energy as the first time around. So let's fucking do it. Coleman, I want to introduce our very own 10K Coleman, one of our bloggers, one of our contributors, but he's also well known as being the CEO of Crackstreams. He runs that bitch, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Want to throw that out there, that you do that allegedly, but you do run that shit.
Allegedly.
Our lawyer Billy wouldn't be too pleased if you weren't using allegedly.
We would be fucking pissed. So, but Coleman, I think this is your second time on the Minnesota Rundown. The first time was against Bubba. Mm-hmm. Now you're against Jack Kiewicz, so maybe not as intimidating. I don't know
if I'd say intimidated, because the first time around it was just a lot of yelling and screaming and stuff. This time I think it'll be a little bit more content driven, because I think the last time we talked about the Paul brothers and that whole thing was just yelling and screaming.
Yeah, there wasn't a cohesive thought out of Bubba.
It's controlled chaos, borderline controlled chaos.
So I mean,
he's a tornado. You just kind of have to let him go wherever he wants to go.
He's just the fucking Tasmanian devil, and you can't control him at that point. But
well, he's a topic of conversation tonight.
He is. He is a topic. He's almost a topic of conversation every night. So he should be happy. He gets pissed, but
he's
it's like,
content,
dude, you're popular.
In and of himself,
you're content in of yourself, man. You are content. Just by walking outside, you are creating content. Just remember that. But guys, if you've obviously listened to the Minnesota Rundown, you get how it works. We're just gonna bring in. We're gonna discuss very relevant, pertinent, hot issues relevant around Minnesota sports or topics surrounding Minnesota sports events, and maybe even a little bit beyond. And we'll hear both the viewpoints of both Coleman here and our very own Jack Kiewicz, and they'll kind of argue, give their own points of view, debate, and argue every one of these topics. And again, if you feel strong enough that you felt someone won this episode and you give a shit about it, you can go vote on any one of our posts relating to this week's Minnesota Rundown on our Twitter. But let's get right into it. The first question, very juicy here, very juicy topic. March Madness is here. It's almost here, I should say. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
Thank God
it's
happening this year.
But unfortunately, our hometown Gophers here in Minnesota, if you are a Gopher fan, are more than likely not going to be a part of it.
As I wear a Florida Gators.
You wear a Florida Gators shit. But you have a tie here, Jack, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
You should care a little bit.
Yeah,
but
no, fuck that.
But I will say we're recording this on a Tuesday night. This is the second time around. But anyway, but nonetheless, this is recording on a Tuesday night. They play in the Big Ten tournament, first round. as a 13 seed. I want to barf almost saying that. On Wednesday at 5:30 against Northwestern, more than likely we'll lose that. Even if they do pull that off, more than likely lose the next game to Ohio State. Let's just say it's safe to assume that they're not gonna make a run in the Big Ten tournament miraculously and make the tournament. It's safe to assume they're not gonna be a part of the tournament. So once the season is done and it's over, is Patino on his way out? And if he is, if you don't think he is, well, please explain why. I want to hear that. But if he is on his way out, who is the number one guy to take over and that the University of Minnesota should hire and turn this program around? Jack, what do you think?
Well, first of all, they should bring in Glenn Taylor to run the athletic department.
Yeah, you know, just replace Mark Coyle.
Mark Coyle. Fuck it. That may jeopardize any future I may have with Learfield IMG, so don't. Hopefully you guys aren't listening. Bring in Glenn Taylor as your athletic director, and then bring in Ryan Saunders as your head coach for the Gopher basketball program.
Why not?
I mean, you've seen a level of consistency with the Timberwolves, right? It's been consistent. Hasn't been great, but it's been goddamn consistent. Consistently horrible. So why not? You know, you could run it into the ground, run the Gopher men's basketball program into the ground, and then, you know, start fresh, start from scratch. Why not? What the hell's holding you back? Let's have some fun. We're used to the ineptitude of Minnesota sports, so let's just continue it with the Gophers. Let's just rehash the same people over and over again. Let's just recycle.
Well, Saunders is an alum, so
exactly. You know, yeah, and then his assistant coach can be Chris Humphreys.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Bring him in, and we'll keep the Ryan
Test
Saunders.
Baby.
Well, yep, we'll keep the Ryan Saunders name going. Bring in Chris Humphreys. I mean, he did it a Kardashian for a month.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Kim, right, for like a month.
72 days.
72 days. Married so, 72 days. You know, let's bring him in. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. Coleman, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh yeah, unless some sort of miracle happens, Patino's on his way out the door. As far as what to bring in who to bring in as a replacement, obviously you probably want to wait till all the dominoes fall as far as coaching goes, wait for all the other teams to fire their guys. But a few interesting kind of outside the box names I had in mind. If the people down in Lexington get pissed off enough with Coach Cal, they let him go. I mean, throw some money at him, see what happens. Worst thing he can say is no. A little bit more controversial.
Is that the worst thing though?
Worst thing that happens is he says no. Yeah. What else can happen?
I don't know. His recruiting, he has a lot of power.
His recruiting's kind of been in the shitter lately, too. I mean, he hasn't been, at least his coaching. I mean, his talent development hasn't been there, so why would you bring him into the U? What, to be a 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament?
It's a step up.
Again?
It is a step up from a
10 seed.
I mean, sure. But, like, okay, so I guess that's into the conversation.
Well,
are Gopher fans actually expecting out of this program? Are they expecting to get back to the Clem Haskins 1997 days?
And
when you're just having tutors do all the homework for people? Because, you know, academic probation and all that fun stuff that comes with the NCAA, you know, sometimes it's not that bad. I mean, Duke gets
honestly,
away with it. Ohio State's
done,
Ohio State's done in the past. Florida's done. Everyone's done it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know, to get ahead in the world, sometimes you got to massage the rules a little bit.
Just deal with the consequences later.
Yeah, and I think Minnesota sports fans in general are just ready to do that.
You know, they'll be like, you know, we'll
just turn a blind eye.
We'll take it for a year, and we'll deal with it later.
Exactly. Live in the moment. As diamond hands, YOLO, all those Wall Street best slang words. Just hold the line.
Yeah, and along those lines, kind of like, why not bring in, like, you know, Papa Rick, get some take recruits to VU. I mean,
and then you can bring Papa John's in. Papa John's in. They can eat 30 fucking pizzas every pregame before they get on, you know, pregame on the plane. That's all they're going to be eating. Papa John's pizzas, garlic knots, and the garlic dipping sauce with ranch drizzled over the top of their pizza.
Patino and Papa John on a plane, just, you know, strippers and overtly racist and stuff.
It'd be recipe for success. Maybe they'll actually win a game on the road with that coaching staff.
Well, we're used to the Love Boat scandal, so seems like Minnesotans love that. We all love this Love Boat scandal. So what's stopping, you know, Papa Patino from coming in?
Recruit trips to Deja Vu, see how that goes.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, we're already used to it here.
Rhino.
Yeah. Deja Vu, you got Dream Girls.
It's three stops on the green line.
Yeah.
On the light rail.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, so we have it all
here.
They
don't even check your tickets.
So we have recruiting tools here around the cities. We have the strip clubs. We'll be used to it at this point if we bring in a coach, Rick Pitino, and deal with the scandals. If anything, we should just be used. We're used to it at this point. So if it gives us a couple good years, like a Final Four, you know, people might not care. I mean, maybe we wouldn't even get caught.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it took them how long to catch Pitino at Louisville? He won one or two national championships there.
It took him years to do
one
that.
One in 13.
Yeah.
then I don't think he won another one with
Louisville. Yeah, close no. a couple other years.
Well, he won with Kentucky.
He won with Kentucky, and then he won in 13. Yeah, I think that was it, Louisville. Though.
Yeah, close that a couple times, though.
Yeah, true.
He did.
True.
He did. But because of the strippers, man, it works. Yeah. It's a recruiting tactic, and he didn't get caught for years on it. So who knows? Maybe we need
and they're still a decent program now. It's not like it ruined the program.
No. No, no. I mean, they're still doing all right. Yeah. I mean, whatever. We'll see what happens, honestly. I mean, take a gamble on a Ryan Saunders or a Rick Pitino or bring a Greg Marshall in. Like,
yeah,
even though he has some scandals.
This is why we need more gay athletes.
Yeah.
As a gay man myself, we need like more gay individuals mm-hmm. to be out in basketball, because, you know, there's not a lot of gay strip clubs. And if, you know, even if there are, you go to the gay club, like the saloon, they have a nude shower. You can put a little dollar bill in there. The man grabs it with his penis and pulls it down, and there's your tip. Boom.
Oh,
fun.
Wow.
Fun times
right.
at the saloon, you guys, downtown Minneapolis. Wait, so you're filthy saying, and dirty.
Wait.
So what I'm saying is, since there's those kind of clubs compared to the strip clubs and the strippers and everything, you know, all you have to say then is if they get caught, well, that's homophobic.
Yeah.
That's homophobic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't stop us from doing this because that's homophobic.
Yeah. They
that's homophobic. That's what they should do.
They could sit behind that
right?
wall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, are you saying Greg Marshall's gay? I thought that's what you were getting at here.
No, Lord, no.
Okay. I was just
no,
like,
I was
what
saying
the fuck?
Rick Pitino and strippers
okay,
and prostitutes.
Right.
And so you should have more gay athletes. Mm-hmm. So then you can just go fall back on that's homophobic.
Right, right. Mentality. So you can't really catch it, because then they would look bad for whoever is trying to get mad from. Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're saying
sides.
There. Okay.
You do the Mac and it's always sunny. You play both sides of the aisle, so you can always come out on
that. That might be this. That's playing it smart when you're trying to break the rules in the NCAA.
Controversial.
Oh, yeah. So it's controversial all around. We'll definitely see what happens. We'll see who they get, because more than likely Pitino's on his way out. We'll see what happens. But let's talk about another basketball team. This is just not the state of basketball, especially this year. The Timberwolves were officially named. I mean, not even named. Like, statistically speaking, they are the worst franchise in men's sports history based off winning percentage. So I want to ask you both, after just, you know, almost 30 years of turmoil. They had some good years under Ryan Saunders. They had the 04, but especially in the last like 15 years, except for
no
one good year.
Season under Ryan. Are you talking about Flip Saunders?
Why did I say Ryan? Flip Saunders. Flip Saunders.
Recency bias.
Yes, recency bias. So they have the same name. Whatever. You can't. It's not my fault. But except for 1 year, minus 1 year with Jimmy Butler, which was a shit show because he left because of our ownership and all that shit. So really, in the last 15 years, it has been a shit show. Realistically speaking, what is the best course of action with this franchise at this point? None of the draft pick bullshit. I mean, what needs to happen to really just turn this damn franchise around? Seriously, what's going on? Coleman, what do you think?
Honestly, at this point, you take the front office, you fire everybody, fire the GM, everybody.
Just Donald Trump their asses. You're fired.
Yeah, honestly, you're
drain
fired.
The swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Yeah, drain.
Maybe we should
drain
take
the swamp.
Drain the swamp. That
drain
is
the drain the Target Center. Yeah, drain the Target Center. Mayo Clinic Square.
Yes, drain it all.
Not as catchy, you guys.
No, not as catchy. But
we need to find a slogan. If you guys have one, tweet it.
Yeah,
us.
We can't use the swamp because.
But whatever. Basically, basically, do what the Sixers did, like 10 or so years ago. Get rid of everything. Start from scratch. You know, just try and suck for as long as possible, and then eventually, things work out. Trust the process. Or plan B, a little bit more creative, a little bit more long-term, but a hell of a lot more fun. Sell the team to someone who's going to move the team to Seattle. Wait for a shitty organization like the Thunder to, run out of the release of the city, which I think is a few years away still. And they're going to suck for a while because no one wants to go to Oklahoma City. That place kind of sucks. And the team's not really good. They don't really have a whole lot in the way of, players are going to bring people in. Wait till they suck enough to buy the team. Move it back to Minneapolis, rebrand them as the Timberwolves, obviously. Bring back the mid-2000s uniforms with like the tree lines on them, the old logo. Yep. And I think that's...
Are we talking about the wolf head that's like front on, or the one that's howling at the moon? The old one?
The either old one I'd be happy with.
Because I like the one where he's howling at the moon.
Yeah, that was badass.
Like
that
personally.
I do like the early 2000s though, or late 90s look with the big wolf in the trees.
Yeah, sure. The trees,
I like that.
Yeah, the one with the moon and it's the bright neon green and the blue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, like the alternate black jerseys. Oh, man.
Sure.
Yeah, bring those back. And then
I hate that, like, 09 rebrand. Whenever Rubio was drafted, I hate
those. Yeah, the Kevin Love rebrand.
They're just basic. Stop. It's all those basic-ass made to late 2000s jerseys. It's like, oh, okay.
It just looks the same.
It looks like a high school
liability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a high school
Well, they're a high school team, so.
Yeah. So it matches. It's fitting. It's only fitting. Well, Jack, Coleman, were you done on your thoughts on that?
Pretty much, yeah. Wait till OKC sucks enough to buy the team.
Yep. Yeah. And then just start from scratch.
Yep.
All right. Jack, what do you think?
Well, so mine, I mean, if you guys haven't read any of my blogs, especially when they hired Chris Finch on and they fired Ryan Saunders, my take was Taylor has to go. Glenn Taylor has to go. Now, don't bring in KG. I hate that you guys all love sucking KG off. I get it. He wrote a fucking book. I get it. He's the best player in history for the team. I get it. But does that mean he has good business acumen, that he's going to surround himself with the right people who are actually going to effectively manage this franchise? No. So once we get rid of Glenn Taylor and a lot of the rot that is in there. Now, I do love a lot of the people in that front office. I will say that I do have a lot of friends in there. However, there is some turnover that should happen, or at least some mental turnover that needs to occur for these people to be sticking around long term for this franchise to be successful, in my mind. So what I suggest is we take the Kendall Jenner approach and just appropriate the Wolves. We just culturally appropriate Minnesota culture. So what she's doing is in Mexico, right? She's culturally appropriating tequila and bringing it back into the States and making a profit on it for her own brand. So we're going to bring Kendall Jenner on as an owner, full owner, 100%. And we're going to convert the Target Center into a soybean farm. And we're going to export Minnesota soybeans to the rest of the country. And that's what the Timberwolves are going to be. We're not going to have a basketball team anymore. You can focus on the Gophers. You can go be a Bucks fan. Go be a Bulls fan. Whatever you want. You know, a lot of former Timberwolves are on the Timber Bulls, basically. Mm-hmm. So basically, yeah, bring her in. Culturally appropriate the shit out of this thing. And let's sell some fucking soybeans.
Be a hell of a lot more entertaining to even watch them.
Yeah, I'd go buy tickets to watch people harvesting soybeans.
Over the watch the Timberwolves. 100%. It'd be a hell of a lot more entertaining.
Yeah. Honestly, if they want to go up towards the border and start harvesting ice, I'd watch that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, anything's better than
watching
that.
You can make it a
trash
competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many slabs of ice are you collecting in a
day?
Yeah,
maybe they could get some other teams that join the league for professional soy bean harvesting. They may be successful doing that too.
My aunt's a director at Land O'Lakes or something like that. We can get her on. She's in marketing. You know, we can always get marketing going on it.
Yeah.
So
no, it might honestly be better than buying even $5. Spending a ticket on a Timberwolves basketball game. I mean, we can't obviously go to games right now, but that was almost felt like a waste of money when you go into that
Kim Jong-Wals.
Yeah, thanks Kim Jong-Wals. But
I mean, Chicago, LA, and New York all have people in their stands before us. And we are ranked the sixth safest state for COVID? I mean, Jesus fuck. I don't want to get political. But
right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Let's get some fucking fans in the stands.
But let's get some fans in the stands. As much, I don't know
just
how many.
Just 20% even. Let's just do some. I just want to go to a fucking baseball
game.
Well,
if the Timberwolves allowed like 20% capacity, they probably wouldn't even fill that.
Well, you could get all of us to go to just heckle them.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
See, if the tickets were cheap and the price was right, I probably could do that.
Yeah. That's what I've wanted to do at a Twins game. Look, quick little side note here at a Twins game, not to heckle the players per se, but you know, when they do the race with all the characters and everything, I've actually won that thing before. That was fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fun as hell.
Oh, wow.
I have a video of it. Really fun as hell. But right on that corner, when they turn around, you know, have all those seats down there, get a bunch of people to dress up like old fashioned bookies with the green see-through bills. And a bunch of people wearing like Kentucky Derby suits, women wearing their Kentucky Derby dresses and everything, sundresses. And then we go and we sit there and we're partying like it's a Kentucky Derby party. We stay there for a race. We're throwing fake money around, all that stuff. And then we just leave after the race. It's like the fourth or fifth inning.
Do this shit at the Timberwolves.
No, at Twins game.
That'd be great.
I'm just saying that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, side tangent. But
No, that's good shit. We'd have to see that video. That'd be fucking hilarious.
And
it's on my phone.
Dude. Yeah.
Back to the Timberwolves a little bit. Now, we're going stepping way back here about to like who to bring in. Talk about how KG doesn't have great business sense. I get that.
I just don't think is he an NBA owner?
Right. But if we want to talk business sense, and a former Timberwolves player, everyone's least favorite college player ever, Christian Laettner. MBA from Duke.
Yeah.
He's a winner. Say what you will about the guy, he's a winner. Bring him in.
I mean, Kevin McHale again, too. I mean, Kevin McHale's not a failure per se. Mm-hmm. He's had his ups and downs.
Do a do-over?
I don't know. Bring in McHale. I don't know. Yeah. There's guys you can bout there.
I'd love to see Laettner in the front office.
I feel Rosas has a long way to prove that he's going to succeed here completely in the way that we want him to succeed. However, I do think he's making the right moves. I do think he was pressured to bring in Ryan Saunders, primarily due to Flip, which is neither here or there, but I think that's more of a Glenn Taylor issue more than anything. And I just think this franchise is just done.
Yeah.
It's toast.
It's done.
And who cares?
It's already tough to watch the NBA in general, and let alone our teams just the worst team in men's franchise sports. Like they suck, and then having to watch a game where they're playing music during plays, it's so annoying.
It's just dumb. I'm there to watch the game. I'm there to watch them compete. Right.
Yep.
I'm
not for the there. Sport. You want to see like these I get athletes.
It. It's an entertainment product. I get it. Some people are there to do business transactions. I get it. I've worked in the field for a while. I understand how it works. That's how everything works, right? But at the same time, that's why I love hockey. That's why I love football. You're not having the constant just noise blaring in your ear, like everybody dance now. That's just,
I hate that.
And there's like someone's trying to take a three pointer. It's like
this is not the WWE. This is a basketball game. Like, and then you have players bitching about their fingers just getting nicked and all that shit.
I chipped a nail.
It's like you literally are being drama queens out
You're
there.
You're being
like,
paid $40 million a year.
To bitch. About getting like a minor hit on your arm. Uh-huh. Like, oh my God, that's a foul. And you have like hockey players just getting drilled into the boards, getting cross-checked in the face, and they just get up and
well, it's like going. They hit like, the Caps Bruins game. What was that last week? Who hit the guy? I don't know.
My boy Tommy Wilson.
Yeah, Tom Wilson.
My boy. Stanley Cup champion Tom Wilson. Game.
That's going to be an interesting game coming up when they get a rematch.
So, oh, yeah.
If you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They're throwing hands. Go look that for up. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's just none of that in NBA. So it sucks already that they suck. The Timberwolves suck. So that's just adding to just a shit show. Something needs to happen.
They'd be more effective as soybean farmers.
Yeah. It'd be more entertaining, like you said. It might be more entertaining to watch. I know, Coleman, you're
they won't get paid as much. They won't get paid max salaries. We can't. I mean, soybean farmers can't afford that.
No,
so.
No. But there'd be less drama. There'd be more efficient. There wouldn't be probably music playing all over the place. There'd be a lot more hard work. I don't know. Coleman. I mean, I'm sure people down in Nebraska like to watch people farm.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure soybean. I think Nebraska is the number one exporter of soybeans in the country. I mean, it's basically once you go west of Lincoln, that's all there is, just soybean and cornfields and wheat. I'm pretty sure it's like one of the state sports or something like that. So, I mean, maybe
just relocate the Timberwolves to Nebraska and then make them be soybeaners down there.
Pig farmers. I mean, we do have Hormel here.
Yeah, we do have Hormel.
Not Hormel.
No, I know Hormel. Hormel. It's just like the hedgy bit.
Or is it Hormel or is it Hormel?
It's
Hormel.
Hormel.
I think it's Hormel.
I don't know.
That doesn't even sound right.
I think it's Hormel.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's just.
I'd have to ask my mom.
It's just
my grandfather was a pig slaughterer for them down in Austin.
it is Hormel. It is Hormel. It doesn't matter what is right. It's just the Hedgies up here. Hedgies, Higgies. It's Hedgies. I hate when people call it Higgies. It's not Higgies. It's just not. Stop saying that shit.
Pizzazz, Rache.
Yeah, it's like might as well start saying that shit that if you're gonna call it that. Like that's just pathetic. Mm. Like just stop with that shit. Well, continue on with the Timberwolves though. I think they're about halfway through their season. They have 7 wins.
Yeah, they're at, 36 games?
36 games, and they have played 72. They've only had 7 wins through 36 games, so that's awesome.
They're balling out, baby. Yeah,
yep, they're going all out. They're going all out.
Heating
They're heating up. They're on a streak. They're gonna create some momentum, get into the playoffs here near the end of the year.
I was going to say create momentum and lose.
Yeah. Well, I was taking the sarcastic approach. You're taking the realistic approach, so I don't mind that shit.
True.
But right now they're sitting at 7 wins. Over or under 15 wins this season? Do they even break 15?
Under. Fucking under.
You're just under.
Oh, hit that under.
Yeah. Let's hit that under.
Proven
if you get bet on it, the fucking under.
I mean, hit the under. Yeah. Vidget, man. That's why we sponsor with Vidget.
Vidget.
Or yeah.
Vigit.
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 We sponsor with Vigit, by the way. If you
V-I-G space.
V-I-G. Is it all? Is there
is
a space?
Is it a space? I don't know. Is there?
I think there's a space.
I don't think there is.
There might be a space. Either way,
shows you how much we know about our sponsor, you guys.
Here, I'm gonna look it up.
There's no space. There's no space.
There's no space.
There's no space.
Perfect.
No. Okay.
So there's no space. It's Vigit on your app store. Go on there, download it. Promo code 10K. You get 2,500 free coins, and you can join a league in there.
Yeah.
We're all in this league here.
Yeah. I haven't bet the last few days, but
no, I haven't bet.
I was like third place at the end of last month, you guys, and then I blew it.
Yeah.
Last month, I'm down 2,000 this month.
Good luck in that PS5.
I'm doing really bad.
I get back to 10K, I'm cashing out for the gift card.
You can join our league, guys, and see all the shenanigans we go through. You just go to join the league, and the password is Hockey205. And the a non-10K guy to win the league every month, because it's like a monthly thing.
Free to play.
Yeah, free to play, and the winner a non-10K member, because Coleman, you won it last month. You don't get a free 10K shirt because you get stuff. But if you're a non-10K member and you do win that league on a monthly basis, you will, in a given month, you will win a, or we'll give you a free 10K shirt.
Yeah.
So
fun time betting.
It's good shit on there. But I
so it's easy to bet against the Wolves.
It's very easy.
Very
That's where 90%
you can win,
of my...
You can win a ton of coins on there with betting against them.
If there was a bet on there, like over under 15 wins a season for the Wolves, it's you're just taking the under.
Yeah.
I mean, Coleman, do you agree with that? I know you haven't put your 2 cents in yet, but I'm assuming.
As far as the over under wins 15, they're hitting the under. I mean, for one, they're going to try and secure that draft pick. I know we talked about like no realistic, like build through the draft kind of thing, but at the same time, you still want to get that higher draft pick. Also, when you look at their schedule, it's not easy. They might pick up a couple of wins here and there against like the Rockets, Thunder, and Kings.
No.
Maybe. If like the Thunder have an off night, because they're pretty bad too. Well, but I mean, either way, they're not getting 15. They still have a couple games with the Lakers, Nets, a lot of games with the Suns for some reason. And I don't see them doing, I don't see them replicating the wins they did get this time around. And I think they're 14 max, probably not even that.
It just says a lot for the team.
They're so bad.
When you have 36 games left and you're like, they can't win 8 of 36. No, they they might win 5, maybe.
Drain the target center.
Drain the target center. We have to figure out, a better slogan for that, but like we need to drain the swamp.
Free ramp B.
That sounds pretty good. I like that.
Right.
That's good stuff.
That's where they can play. They can play in ramp B. They're not good enough for an actual stadium.
No.
They just have to go play in ramp B.
Let's utilize Target Center for something more productive.
Soybean farming.
You would probably sell that place out for soybean farming.
Yeah. You get 20.
Another spam factory.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. Another spam factory. Yeah, right downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smell like pigs. Yeah.
Let's do it. It's better than having the timber pups down there. So fuck it. Let's do it. But moving away from the Timberwolves talk, little depressing stuff. The Twins, obviously, in their preseason. I mean, I don't want to dive in so much about how they're playing, whatever. I mean, they could be another good regular season team losing the playoffs again, blah, 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 whatever. But Josh Donaldson, we actually talked about it a couple weeks on the Minnesota Rundown on a prior episode where he was at a presser. He had a mullet. He looked fucking flashy. He was looking good and solid. He was dripping, man. I mean, he had the look going for him. And now I see this bastard out there. He has dyed his hair blonde. And I got to say, I mean, I kind of like it. I kind of dig it. But I mean, what are your guys' opinion on it? Are you for it?
And I mean, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, does it look bad?
No. I don't. I mean, he's different. He's a different kind of guy. Well, the other guy that I compare him to in terms of not in terms of play, but the last guy to kind of had controversy around his hair, Touchdown Jesus, right? You know, Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Now, his is all natural blonde, long hair,
allegedly.
Sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine boy. Yeah. He's a little sunflower boy. Yeah. Probably going first overall to the Jags.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, obviously. As long as it's not Trey Lance. Come at me.
Okay.
Come at him. Seriously.
Seriously. I've already been threatened by NDSU fans. Yep. Like, let's do it again. We're almost at the year anniversary of that.
Besides the point.
No, continue. Yeah.
Oh, sidebar, as far as Trey Lance goes, I saw some idiot that works for another sports company, I'm not going to name him, who said he'd retire if Jimmy Clausen wasn't better than Matt Ryan. This guy has the Falcons trading up to 2 overall to take Trey Lance. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
They're taking Justin Fields at 4. Like,
probably, yeah.
Probably.
But this some dumbass had him trading up to 2 to get Trey Lance, and I lost brain cells watching that. It's just...
People are stupid.
Yeah, people are dumb.
People are stupid.
So
besides the point,
but circling
Josh,
back to Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, back to
back to JD, bringer of rain. I think his hair is great. It's very similar. He's kind of going with the hey, I'm here. It's this California beach vibe. I'm here to have fun.
Yeah,
I'm
in
here
Minnesota.
To hit home runs. It's going to be a beautiful summer. They're actually going to have fans this year. Hopefully, his hamstring's a bit better this year. Maybe it'll hold up. I mean, because what were you saying earlier before we recorded, Coleman? Something about how, or who? Maybe I don't remember who said that he won MVP when he last had the mullet, right?
When he had a mullet. So we talked about that on our prior rundown.
Yeah,
and
we dived
into it that. You look into his history where he has the full-on mullet. He's won MVP. He's done very well. He barely gets injured. So with the mullet, on top of it being dyed blonde, he's gone like fucking like up Josh Donaldson 2.0 in his look. I don't know. I mean,
can we call it bleached?
Bleached.
Oh, absolutely.
I like it that because
that sounds better.
When I hear bleached blonde hair, I think of like the high school hockey tournament. All those kids up north bleaching their hair, coming down. And it's like this vibe of we're here to win. Now, they usually don't, but maybe JD can. He's a professional. He's not just a high schooler. Maybe that mentality works for him.
I think a big thing with him, too, like having the mullet, like it brings some more fun to baseball because obviously the last couple of years, the whole like, I think they tried to do some sort of like let the kids play thing. Yeah, everyone threw a bitch fit when Fernando Tatis hit an absolute bomb on a 3-0 count.
Yep. Yeah, last year. It was last season.
Yeah, last
like
year.
10-0. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not his fault the guy threw a meatball. He's trying to get he's trying to get paid. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe there's a clause in his contract.
And it paid off.
It paid off. Yeah, I love Tatis. But basically it just brings more fun to a sport that's, you know, it's trying to like improve, like trying to relate to the younger crowd, relate to people, like being able to enjoy going to and watching sporting events that's unfortunately still being hampered down by old people. Not all old people, but like, you know, the specific kind of old person.
Yeah.
But so I love the mullet. I've always been a fan of mullets. As someone who formerly had very, very long hair, I've always been a fan of it. It's great for the summer. Got a very Myrtle Beach kind of vibe to it.
It does. Yeah. Kind of that coastal. Yeah. That coastal Carolina vibe. Yeah.
Having been to Myrtle Beach before, I love it. Man, I just love it.
Bunch of people down there that are crazy. I'm curious how much PJ Fleck plays into Josh Donaldson's decision like this, because they're neighbors.
Really?
They live right across the street from each other in Edina.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's crazy. So PJ Fleck lives like, I shouldn't really like tell you exactly where they live. I mean, it's easy to find.
Reveal it.
It's really easy to find online. Like if you can't figure out where these guys live, like there's something wrong with you. So they live by Van Valkenburg Park in Edina in this newer development area. And PJ has a giant row the boat flag in the back of his house. And then JD lives like right across the street. And apparently they hang out a bunch.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So I'm like, you know, seeing how kind of crazy and energetic PJ is, whether good or bad, no matter how you view that, I think it definitely can play into how crazy JD is alone on his own. So in a good way.
If he starts hanging with PJ, man, you never know. Dude. I mean, that guy is just... I mean, PJ's off the rails sometimes.
Their energy.
Energy. It's just, it combines. Maybe he did influence him to bleach his hair.
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, it's this whole, like, you do you mentality. Yeah. Like, what's going to help you? And it's not like JD's doing lines of coke that we know about. It's not like
that we know about.
I mean, I'm not going to accuse him of doing so.
No.
But I'm just saying, it's not like he's a hard drug addict. It's not like he's going through a Josh Hamilton kind of situation where he's really hampered by an addiction. It just seems like he's fine. You know, it's like, oh, I'm kind of feeling more comfortable in my role here in Minnesota, kind of being the second year in.
No.
More established player here.
He's probably been over to dinner a couple of times, and PJ's given him a pep talk.
Oh, I'm sure they hang out once a week, once or twice a week.
Oh, you know, I think
I bet.
I think the mullet kind of fits the personality of the team, too, because it's like, the team's fun to watch, you know, hit a lot of home runs, pitching's like, it's better, but you're there to see him hit bombs. Yeah. Like, I think the Bomba Squad thing was the thing last year.
Two years ago.
But people were still using it last year.
Yeah,
I saw quite a bit last year, But basically, it's a fun...
I'll still use it this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun team to watch. You want to see a guy like with a personality like that, you know, market the team better, even if they do lose in the first round of the playoffs again. But
I'm just trying to think, what do we consider a successful season for Josh Donaldson then?
Not being injured for a majority of the season?
But with the money we're paying for him, what do we consider statistically? If he was healthy all year, or if he was able to play, say, 120 to 130 or 40 games?
I think the expectation, wasn't it, was like...
What are you expecting out of him?
Wasn't it?
I'm expecting at least 25 home runs.
I think people were like going off, like, with this fucking mullet, he better score 40. He better hit 40 plus home runs injured. If he hits 25 plus home runs, whatever the RBIs will come with that, obviously. If he hits 25 plus home runs and he plays 120, 130 games, I consider that a success.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why I wasn't pleased with. I mean, I'm fine with Nelson Cruz being re-signed, but I also just believe. You overpaid for Cruz. I get.
Yeah.
I understand the valuations. So if you come and tweet at me in these mentions saying, well, the valuation for Cruz was actually like $15 million this year. It's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. I fucking know how evaluations of players work. However, he's been regressing. So that's why I was concerned about that, because all he does is play DH. So when you need a guy like Donaldson who maybe... dealing with the hamstring thing or a rise or literally anyone on this team, because every one of them are fucking injury prone, it seems like. At least they were last year and the year before. why are we taking up that spot? Because that would help JD immensely, I believe.
That would be
having more ability to take a day off from third. I get it. He's a great defensive player.
But give him some time.
But you need to rotate him in maybe once a week and put him in. You know, maybe you move Sano over to third then, because Sano's played third before.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the guys to move around. You have Arise to move around.
You have the depth.
You have Andrelton to move around. Yeah.
I mean, why
so
not?
Why? Yeah. I think rest will be key for him this year.
Yeah. Just rest.
And I think the mullet will help him immensely.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure it adds,
it gives him godlike powers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's his version of going to Super Saiyan or whatever it is.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. I couldn't think of it. Wasn't that like Naruto reference?
Dragon Ball Z.
Something like that. Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
That flew Goku right over
shit.
My head.
Goku I'm shit. A, There's
yeah. My first roommates in Florida would be all over that, but I was...
And you're just like, I'm not huge in the... I've watched Dragon Ball Z a lot when I was a kid, but a lot of...
I think I might be the local anime kind of nerd guy, because I did get into that stuff, so it's...
10K anime guy. 10K anime guy. Coleman.
That's going to be your nickname
sure.
now.
That's gonna
I'll take it.
That's going to be your Coleman. That's going to be your nickname now. But you're still the CEO of Crackstreams, allegedly.
CEO of Crackstreams. Yeah. You already have a nickname. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Andy might be a big anime guy, too. I can see that.
Yeah, maybe in different ways. He's probably a big anime guy. More so on the... yeah.
Might be a big Sailor Moon fan.
Yeah, you know what I mean. If you know, you know. And he might admit to it. I don't know. But going back to Josh Donaldson, we'll see. Maybe it gives him some sort of chakra... Which I think is a Naruto reference, actually.
It's his Burning Man.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just his power. Yes. He looks like a godlike character out there. So hopefully that does bring luck. There's some sort of luck behind him.
Well, he's been hanging out with Kenta a lot.
Yeah.
Kenta's been lucky so far and really good.
Kenta
so maybe
Maeda's
some of those vibes, those winning vibes.
One of our only consistent, like, in terms of, like, in the playoffs, he looked really good. Everyone else kind of went to shit. So... You get those vibes.
Well,
from
we only played two games.
Let's
go.
Yeah, that's not a huge sample size, but Kenta looked damn good. So if he hangs out with him, we'll see what happens. But going away from the Twins now to a team that's actually doing pretty good right now. The Minnesota Wild. They defeated the. We're recording this on Tuesday. They defeated the Vegas Golden Knights on Monday night.
2-0, baby.
2-0. Shut them out, and they're. You know, competing in that division just well. I think they're exceeding some people's expectations, but I mean, they have a damn good roster right now. And Kaapo Kähkönen, he recorded his first ever shutout on Monday night against Vegas. And this is, mind you, a very good Vegas team. And he gets a shutout. He's obviously a younger guy. I mean, and we obviously have the goalie situation. We got rid of Devan Dubnyk, and they have guys like, you know, they have Cam Talbot, but. Is he the number one guy going forward in terms of like this season? Just make him the starter and Cam Talbot the backup? Or should they, should he be the number one guy going forward in general? And is he the number one goalie of the future that they should just invest in? Is he the guy? Like, don't go to draft, nothing. Jack, what do you think?
I absolutely think so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes, it's a small sample size from what he did last year and this year. He's only 10-4-1, but he is 10-4-1 this year with what, a 9.927 something save percentage, like a good save percentage and a good goals against average. He's playing very well, and he's 10-4-1. Now, again, that's not everything, but the guys in front of him seem to like playing with him in net. Not saying they don't like to play with Cam either, Cam Talbot, but it seems like he's the hot hand. You ride the hot hand right now. It's just like what they did with Jordan Binnington down in St. Louis down there in the playoffs in 2018 is when they won that cup.
Yeah, 2018. Yes.
So
the Binnington bit, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you ride the hot hand. You ride the guy who you've been expecting to be your future for a while, right? You've expected, if he was to flourish like he has, you expect him to be your goalie of the future. Ride him this year, ride him into next year. Maybe you keep Talbot on, maybe you don't. You can always pick someone up to be a solid backup guy. You know, just like Stalock was, they're pretty much a diamond dozen, I would consider. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like they're a diamond dozen. So I believe you run with Kähkönen right now. You run with Kaapo.
Yeah, a lot of good arguments surrounding why you should. Coleman, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. You got to go with Kähkönen going forward. Obviously, he's only started less than 20 games his whole NHL career. He's got a pretty solid record. Jack mentioned the 0.92 whatever save percentage. Goals against average is
pretty
like 2.13. He's only 24. Like, that's absurdly young for a starting goalie in the NHL to be playing that well so far. Obviously, it's still a small sample size, but that's crazy young. Also, it's not easy to find guys who are younger and still and leaning elite as far as goalies go, because most teams aren't going to be giving up their guys like that. Like, obviously, what the Penguins did, they messed up by keeping Murray instead of Fleury, but like, there's a reason they did that. Like, you want to keep the younger guy who's obviously who they think is going to be a really good goalie. And those backups like Cam Talbot or even Ryan Miller or whatever, they are, you know, they're good for being backups, but they're a dime a dozen. Keep Talbot on as like a backup, kind of a mentor kind of thing, because he's been around for a while. But you know how good he is. Kapanen's only going to get better from here.
You hope.
You hope.
Yeah. I mean, and that would be the hope, because he is already this good. Yeah, he's already shown that he's been decent in this small sample. Yep. So if you can extrapolate that over, you know, 2 to 3 times the sample size, that could be, I mean, amazing, obviously.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't fall like the Minnesota dud, where he looks great now and then he keeps playing more and more and more and it's just shit.
Yeah, one more.
That was Dubnyk. I mean, but yeah. Dubnyk was also age and other things.
Yeah,
involved,
he was older and his white. Yeah.
But still.
One more thing. As far as Kapanen goes, I mean, he comes from like the Finnish. He's Finnish. He comes from like the Finnish training academy. They've been cranking out players and goalies like crazy lately. Mm. Like the number one goalie prospect in the world, kid named Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. He's a Sabres prospect.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Okay, now you're just showing off, Kyle.
Damn it, Cal.
You're supposed to be the hockey guys. I mean, I'm from Nebraska. I shouldn't know this stuff.
I know. I'm just giving you shit.
But you do know it, so you need to keep flaunting it.
Yeah. Anyways, like, the thing is, Finland has been cranking out players that not only make it to the NHL and play well when they're younger, they're playing well their whole careers. I mean, Patrick Laine, Ristolainen, who's that other defenseman? Heiskanen down in Dallas. Like, these Finnish kids that are coming up are insane. I trust the fact that they've prepared him pretty well. I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him. That team, as a Capitals fan, I do think that team's going to be really good in the next, you know, 3-4 years.
It's the issue with having great minds that think alike on the podcast that's about debate.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't think we've taken a different stance on anything.
Yeah, but you both still have your different points and opinions within those points. But no, it's a good debate. It's good content is what it is. It's content. Good shit. And good hockey knowledge from Cal over here. Cal. Damn it, Cal. But yeah, we'll see what Capo does. He's been looking fucking great. It's great that we have at least somewhat of a consistent goalie here, which has been kind of tough. Even when Dubnyk was here, I felt that he was always a little inconsistent. Like, he would go on spurts, and then he would, even when he came in 2015, he started off great, and then near the end of that year, he went down a little bit, and the playoffs obviously kind of went to shit a little bit. But we'll see what happens with Capo. He might be the dude of the future. He might be it. Bring a cup. Let's fucking go with him and Kaprizov. Kind of go into the next question, which would be the final question, except aside maybe a bonus question. But the biggest, probably the biggest event of the year, one of the biggest events of the year, you can probably guess it, the Bubba's Food Challenge. Upcoming next week against Power Trip Coats. Power Trip Quotes, that's the guy who runs the Power Trip Quotes Twitter account. They're brawling it out to see who can eat the most pizza in 30 minutes, a 7th Avenue pizza, I should say. It at Golf Zone in Chaska. So it's going to be held there, live stream next week at 7:15, I believe we're going live, or 7:15 on Twitter and TikTok, and pretty much try to do it everywhere next week, next Monday. I think Power Trip Coats has I think what the line is Bubba is a 8-slice favorite, so -8.
Heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite, but I should say I know that he's part of 10K, but realistically, I guess a legitimate opinion, who do you guys have in that contest?
Well, Bubba's hernia gives him special powers. That's why he hasn't gotten it fixed yet. So
that's the only reason I can think of.
And that's why he has an 8-slice lead, right?
Yes.
Bubba's going to win this thing. I love you, Power Trip Quotes. I mean, you're a great follow on Twitter. Follow me back. But,
come on.
You know, my ratio is pretty shit anyway, so who cares? His is great. However, besides the point, Bubba's amazing. Bubba just pounds the food away, packs it away. I don't know how he does it. If he loses this will be like the USA beating Russia in 1980 in the Miracle on Ice.
Or the 16 seed UMBC beating
Golden
Virginia.
Golden Retrievers beating up on Virginia.
Yeah, it'd be like that game. Coleman, what do you think?
I think in terms of who's going to eat more slices, I do think it's pretty clear cut Bubba's going to win. However, as far as the 8-slice spread, that's an entire pizza in 30 minutes. Like, that's not a crazy amount of time. I can see Power Trip.
They're not massive pizzas.
They're not. I can still Power Trip Quotes covering that barely. So like, if you're like, for betting purposes, if you're betting the spread, Power Trip Quotes isn't a bad bet.
Yeah. What is the challenge? How many pizzas is it again?
I think it's just as many pizzas as you can eat, or slices, overall slices. So I don't think there's a set count.
Okay. I'm going to insider trade with this one and talk to Bubba about that. Cause guess what? You guys can't stop me from rigging this.
You can't stop us from rigging this shit.
There's no actual like SEC to come and crack down on me.
You just pay Bubba just to just throw it, just fucking lose it, throw it away.
But I was gonna say no. He could probably pound more pizza. You know, I could be like, okay, well, we need to prep you for this.
Oh, you wanted to pound more pizza?
Yeah. Well, I'm betting him to cover blow out that spread. I'm betting him minus eight. Like I'm betting him like minus 10. Wow.
If you offered Alex, you get pissed if I called him that. Bubba, if you offered him like $20 to like to just
the thing is I'm just betting it just to beat Coleman here.
Oh, okay, so you both are. So oh yeah,
I can see both sides
because we have no real money on this. Yes. Right?
Well, no, yeah,
no, oh no, you're good.
No real money on this.
Coleman's plus eight, and then you're taking.
Yeah, I'd want to see what the money like line is. Nine, yeah. I want to see what the money line is going to be though. Like,
how would we set that money line?
Like,
was there one set?
I don't think so.
Bossman, was there one set? Was it minus eight?
No, well, that's the line. That's just the line.
That's the spread.
We'll have to return a power
trip. What would our over-under be, too, of total number of pieces of pizza?
That's a good question.
I haven't touched that yet.
Over-under. So, well, how big? So the there's pizzas, eight pizzas. They're not huge. Yeah. There's eight pizzas.
They're probably, a 12-inch pizza?
Yeah.
Maybe
so,
a little less.
So, we'll let's see here.
I put what in the 60s, maybe?
Bubba for sure. Dude, Bubba might eat over... Gosh, dude. I mean, he eats a shit ton of big, like, extra large slices from Papa John's. He'll eat like 20 plus of those, 30 maybe.
That's why I'm saying he's going to blow this number out of the water.
He might eat over 60 slices. And I could see like Power Trip Coats eating 40 or something
like that. So what do we want to like officially set the line as?
Ooh. 49 like, and a half.
I guess we'd have to text them both. Like what?
Yeah. So
we have to text them separately to realistically be like, how many pieces could it, like on a good day, like on an average day, would you expect?
Because Bo would be like 100. It's like, no,
no, be realistic. Motherfucker.
Yeah. Honestly,
no, power trip quotes would be, no, he wouldn't be realistic
without the time limit. That's only 12 pizzas. That's a lot. Actually, now that I say that a lot. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes, limit, right?
But that is no factor for Bubba.
No.
That just doesn't matter.
Well, and you got to factor in the hernia powers.
Yeah, hernia powers.
Yeah.
Whatever it brings probably him. Probably 12, 13 pieces.
Yep. That easy.
He's got to feed it. It has his brain of its own.
Yep. it's at this point, it probably does, dude. So you got to factor in that, dude. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know what I would take, but I mean, you got minus eight and Coleman.
Yeah, I'm taking a minus
eight.
You
got to take plus eight because you just got to be the.
Bubba's a dog.
You got to go against. But that will be.
Well, he has a logical reason for it. Like, I totally get why he would take that.
Yes. Yeah,
I think it'll be a close one. That'll be close on the spread. But in terms of like who's winning straight up, I don't think it's a competition.
I do want to set an over under for this, though.
I do.
We should
too.
Text. We should like message both of them and ask them realistically what they think.
And
just for shits and gigs.
And definitely. Make sure we text Power Trip Quotes.
Yeah.
Because Bubba will give us some crazy ass number.
Because if 90, it's like, 80, stop. I would probably take the over. If it's hitting
80?
If it's hitting 100, I'd lean probably towards the under.
Yeah. I if it was 100,
that's
I'd take
a lot
the
of
under.
Pizza in a half but, hour, even for Bubba. I mean, that's just so much would, food.
Yeah.
I just
dude,
don't know.
I'm telling you though, he gets in a mood, man. He's just an animal.
Oh, he is.
That shit, dude.
Is there
he
a topic?
Goes,
there's
he goes
there's
off.
Like one topic.
And we also don't know a whole lot about Power Trips. We don't know how much food he can pound away.
Those little guys are always the ones that don't get you. Like, you look at
Joey, what's his name?
It depends on how Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Depends on how you
Joey's like 5'9", 150. Like, it's
nuts. And the thing is, Bubba,
like muscle.
As we have seen in past food challenges, he doesn't prep the best. He doesn't do what Joey Chestnut does in terms of.
I mean, does he prep on his blogs even?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, of what he has wrote for his blogs. But he has wrote some stuff.
Love him,
but no, Bubba, we love you.
Love you to death, man.
But we'll see what happens. It's gonna be exciting. Again, that's at Golf Zone in Chaska. We'll be live streaming that next Monday night, 7:00. So it'll be fun shit. We'll see what happens. It's gonna be competitive. He's going up against somebody. I think this is like his first like true like when you say competitive because he's
it's always
going
been
up,
solo challenge.
It's always been solo, which is still definitely competitive.
I have someone he can go up against. I have a buddy who's like fit. Very fit. Used to work with me at Minnesota United. Still works there. He does food. He just did a huge pizza challenge just the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
We gotta bring Bubba.
Peyton Hodge, if you're watching this, buddy, you're gonna have to face Bubba.
Weren't we gonna do something with Bubba versus Lanceman? Because Lanceman, I heard, can pack it away. Like,
yeah, he can.
Like six or seven Chipotle burritos or something like that.
Oh my
god! I think Bubba wanted to do something with him.
Each one of those are like a small child.
He retired. Like,
he said that.
He said he did the Brett Favre.
He also said he quit dipping and then like.
Yeah, that doesn't last. That he's probably said he's quit dipping
again
100 times.
Point.
So I mean, it just it He's all over the place, so he's not quitting food challenges. Even if he says he's done after this,
it's the whole Catherine Hahn from WandaVision. The okay, yeah. Like the she gives,
yeah,
the
right,
wink.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
I see what
though.
You're doing there.
Yeah, and he'd be like, "No, I'm done.
Build
next
up the
day,
anticipation.
Let's fucking eat."
Yeah,
like seriously, that's the shit he does. But yeah. We'll see what happens. It's gonna be fun again. Chaska will be at Golf Zone in Chaska, and should be fun shit. It's gonna be competitive and. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be entertaining. I know you guys kind of wanted that was the final all the questions I had, but I know you guys wanted to just briefly touch on the you guys were really heated about the royal family.
I think so, Coleman was more shocked that I was taking the crown side.
I was
Meghan Markle Prince Harry debate.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't see where Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are coming from, or Prince Harry, pardon me, are coming from with all this. Is it Prince Harry? Yeah, it's Harry. Yeah.
It's Prince Harry.
Yeah, because William is the only one. Yep, my apologies.
Well, for people who don't know about, briefly explain what happened. What's happening right now?
Well, so you know, in Coleman, if I say anything wrong or if I misremember, because
I'm learning too about this too. Like,
yeah. Harry married Meghan, who's a B-list celebrity here in America. Well, now an A-list ever since she married Harry. B-list celebrity on Suits, ended up marrying into the royal family. She's half black, so you know there's a lot that no one of a minority descent has ever married into the royal family, so there can be a lot of, I can definitely see where the issues arise with that. So they left the royal family, they kept their titles, they're living out in LA right now, signed a Netflix deal, all this stuff. So they had a tell-all interview with Oprah, what was that, last week, earlier this week? Well, yeah, Monday. Or what, I don't know, all my days are fucking
whatever, we're
it's
fine.
COVID,
yeah.
COVID
whenever
brain,
it happens,
yeah. Yeah, COVID brain. All my days blend together. So had this tell all about, you know, all about the abuse, the racial abuse, or just the abuse in general. And then, you know, that the crown had kind of berated Meghan and Harry. And then Harry backtracked and said, well, it wasn't, you know, Elizabeth or Prince Philip, the, you know, Duke of Windsor or the Duke of Edinburgh and Queen Elizabeth. So it wasn't them. So it's all this kind of like he said, she said bullshit and going back and forth. And it's like, well, yeah. So now the crown's complaining about Meghan, like she abused staff members, apparently, allegedly, CYA. So there's a bunch of stuff. So it's I'm more taken of the stance of let's not be so quick to judge either side here, right? I mean, it sounds like there's a little bit of shit on both sides. Yes, there's definitely a power dynamic going on. You definitely have the crown versus the sixth in line of the throne and his wife. So you have all that stuff. So it's more of just kind of like, what are we doing here, right? Why are we making such a big deal about something that none of us are ever going to understand? We have such bigger fish to fry in this world. Why are we all getting our panties in a bunch over a bunch of millionaires bitching at each other?
Yeah.
That I do agree with. But my thing is, well, the monarchy or like the royal family, whatever you want to call it, they've been doing this stuff for a while. Like if you go and look back at like news stuff, she's like they like attack her for like eating avocados or holding her baby bump when she was pregnant.
Well, that's on the press then.
Yeah, it's on the press, but who's the press funded by?
They're not funded by the
Or voice. who do they kiss up to? I mean, their whole thing is
I mean,
out.
Sometimes. Some of them do. A lot of them don't, though. I mean, if you go back through the history of the crown, look at how many scandals that they've had to try and cover up and how many they've failed to cover up.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, the press does kind of play into the royal family. The royal family does kind of like, you know, go along with it.
But it also plays into effect here too in this country. So, I mean, like, we're just talking about also Meghan, she knew what she was signing up for when she, I'm not saying it's an excuse again. It's just like, I feel like a lot of this is just more scrutiny on the lifestyle that she was living more than any outside of the one heinous comment that someone apparently made. She didn't say whom. Made that comment about the color of her son Archie's skin, which is a heinous, heinous comment. But like the whole, like, you're going out to lunch too much. You're doing this, like, you didn't expect to be handled. Like, you have handlers. They literally have people following you around 24/7. It's like security detail. You signed up for this. Now that's why you left. Now don't bitch about it now.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was, I think,
just right off into the sunset.
I think John Oliver did, came out and said something like, even before she married, like, as she was marrying him, just like, yeah, she's probably not ready for this. This is going to be emotionally and like,
She's a B-list celebrity from America. She has no concept. See, like, we don't even understand what kind of height they hold the crown.
At the same time, I don't blame them for leaving. Cause like, that sounds like,
I don't either. Yeah. I get that. I'm just also saying, like, why are we being so quick to judge one side over the other? Like,
yeah,
let's just why do we even care that much? The queen hasn't had that much power for 30 plus years since Margaret Thatcher was around. Like, she's not doing a whole lot.
No.
Philip's almost dead. She's almost 100. I mean, this is going to be William's show soon anyway, and it's not like he's doing a whole lot. I mean, who cares?
Yeah,
all they do is make a government in their name and they stay out of it for the most part.
Exactly.
And then cause their own personal drama.
It's all formality and camaraderie at this point just to be part of the royal family.
They're a fancier Kardashian family.
Exactly.
That is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I just don't like I just hate it because every time I open social media, I see something like people complaining about, oh, she's disrespecting the crown. It's just like, I could care less about the crown. Like,
it's mainstream Viking Twitter. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's mainstream Viking Twitter.
People bitching about pointless things.
Just, that just consistent toxicity. Yeah, that's like
doesn't even.
We're all arguing basically over the same shit, and we all agree about like 70% of the same stuff. We argue over 30% of something, and it's all minute, minuscule bullshit.
Mm-hmm. It's just these people it's have like, why. But in the end, these people have no.
And they don't have concepts of the real world. No.
Yeah. No. They're celebrities at this point. No. I equate this whole situation to just when you if someone watches like I don't know what is it Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood shit where it's like this celebrity did this
like who cares
I mean
it's fun to look at does it affect my life
Hell no. There's some funny shit where you're like that's funny but people are like oh they did this they broke up with that person or this person did that like stop like I don't give a shit
it's like
people that
Bachelor.
Stand the royal family like teenagers stand like Korean pop bands like I hate that it's
like okay I mean I stand you too like I love you too they're my favorite band I mean everyone if you've made it this far into the podcast and you know me I'm sorry bringing it up again my apologies besides the point but like I'm not out here like oh my God, like, did you guys see what Bono did? Did you guys see what The Edge did?
Yeah.
Like, or I'm not, you know, I'll tweet about it if I'm like listening to it because I think people may be interested, but I'm not
standing
here like.
You're not putting
in
people's faces or like,
I mean,
your
I do.
It.
No, I mean, it does more than others.
Well,
but,
music, it can.
but still at the same time, no, I get it. It's the whole, I don't want to call out the Prime Kirillovs and Keplers and Prime Donaldsons and all those guys because they're just kids.
There's
but it's like that thing. It's like where your whole identity, like if that was their whole identity, if they were solely on Twitter with that mentality and that was their whole life.
Yeah. That's those guys, I think there's a comedic effect.
There absolutely is a comedic effect for them.
But like for a lot of people, like seriously,
a bunch of
like,
kids fucking around.
Like anytime someone criticizes like a certain pop band or a pop star, like they lose their minds and like, they're like, you're giving me, I don't know. I hate that.
Or it's
people
like
do
when
that
South Park does something controversial. It's like no
oh my
shit.
God.
It's like they've been doing this for 25 years.
Especially
you're
now.
You're just getting shocked now.
Especially now. Like
I mean, good God.
I mean, even back then I'd be like, grow up hair. Mm-hmm. Like when they first were around doing controversial shit. But like, why are you still upset when like.
Well, I don't care. I love it.
I love it too.
I love
South Park.
They make fun of everyone.
They make fun of everybody in funny satirical way. But like, especially like stuff like South Park or any media or content makes fun of in a satirical way. Don't lose your shit because that's just how it is. Scroll by. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
So don't let the royals affect your life.
Don't let it
as much as
life.
People have been.
That because I've seen it all over the news.
We got more important stuff.
Important shit like dealing with our basketball team being the worst franchise in men's sports and transitioning them to be soybean farmers. So we'll see what happens there. But I think that will another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you guys have any final thoughts before we conclude this?
No, I don't. Not necessarily.
You got everything off your chest, Colin?
I always have stuff on my chest.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Honestly, not a whole lot. I mean, Gopher should hire Papa Rick at some point, but other than that, that's all I got. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. See what happens. Well, for all you listening, if you feel strongly and you wanted to, you felt someone had more cohesive arguments and you want to have a voice in it, well, go to our Twitter on any post you see relating to this Minnesota Rundown episode. There should be a poll attached to it. You can vote on it. If you don't, and you don't give a shit, well, then don't vote. But if you want to vote and have your voice heard and whatever, if you feel more strongly about one of these individuals that came on, we're open for it. Vote. We don't care. But again, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. We brought on Jack Kiewicz, one of our great bloggers, as well as Coleman 10K, 10K Coleman, CEO Crack Streams, one of our fantastic bloggers. I should say allegedly after that, Coleman, because I know that's very important to you. Allegedly, but
I'm trying to have Dana White send me to jail.
Yep, you're going to have Dana White, or maybe he'll like you. I don't know. Maybe he likes Crack Stream.
No,
secretly.
We'll see what
happens. You just need Rogan on your side.
Yeah, maybe you just need Rogan.
Dana will listen to Rogan.
Just get Rogan.
Yeah.
Just get Rogan on your side. But
yeah.
They basically are.
Maybe they are the same
100%
person.
They are.
Split personality.
But I'm not sure Dana's ever done DMT with Mike Tyson.
Have you ever done DMT? Cool. Great. But, well, we want to thank you both again for coming on the Minnesota Rundown. Definitely want to have you guys on. Again, it was a fantastic episode, even though we had to start like the first half over again, but we're not going to talk about that. It was still a good show. And if you guys want to check out our blogs and see blogs from guys like Coleman or Jack Hewitt over here, go to 10ktakesmn.com, but also follow us on all of our social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're on TikTok, 10K Takes. You search 10K Takes, you
only
should find
fans.
Us. And OnlyFans. Well, we want Bubba to set up an OnlyFans, so we'll see where that goes. Maybe we'll do it when we're in Vegas with Coleman. So
$12 a month.
Yeah, $12 a month.
Premium videos.
Great shit on
no
there.
Nudity.
No nudity.
Just a lot of great content.
Is it just a lot of Bubba just eating food?
Yeah, it's food porn.
That's a whole thing.
It's just food porn.
Yeah. Actually, that is a mukbangs. Yeah. Mukbangs, that's like a real thing.
Oh, yeah, those are huge.
This is the Minnesota goodbye we're doing right now.
Right. This is part of the episode, right? But find us on our OnlyFans too. Bubba's
food porn. Bubba's.
But again, like I mentioned, follow us on all our socials. Go check us out on our website. We do have some merch on our website at 10ktakesmn.com. We have some Soviet Saver shirts left. Some of our 10K branded tees. I think I'm wearing one right now. Check us out on there and we thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown, and have a good week, everybody. We'll be right back.